The 2008 parliamentary candidate for the CPP, Dr. Pakwesindum, has expressed dismay over the fast rate at which Elmina Township is deteriorating as a result of insanitary conditions. He also expressed concern over the deplorable state of the bridge on the Benya Lagoon that leads to the Elmina Castle and urged the Edina Traditional Council to impress upon the authorities to repair it as soon as practicable to forestall accidents. Dr. Ndum shared the sentiment when the Edina Traditional Council honored him in Elmina in appreciation of his immense contribution to the just-ended Edina Bakatue Festival. Here's a news desk report.
The First National Bank, owned by Dr. Ndum, donated 5,000 Ghana cedis towards the festival and another 1,000 Ghana cedis to members of the Traditional Council. The bridge has rusty metal slabs, while the sea breeze has also eroded the base and the sides, leaving them very weak. Some residents told the GNA that they were living in constant fear because of the condition of the bridge. Early this year, some fishermen staged a peaceful demonstration in Elmina to draw the attention of the authorities concerned to have it repaired. Dr. Ndum called on the Edina Traditional Council to liaise with the Commander Edina Iguafo Abrim Municipal Assembly to evolve measures to deal with the situation to leave the ancient town from an outbreak of diseases. He described the location of a toilet project being constructed by the Municipal Assembly as inappropriate and called for its relocation. Dr. Ndum said, as a native of the town, he is interested in its development and noted that he is contributing to a library project. He also announced plans to build a town hall for social gatherings in the area and urged the Traditional Council to release land for that project. He appealed to the people of the town, both home and abroad, to contribute their quota to its development.
That was a news desk report.